Okay, I'm very sorry for that hold.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah, so I got in contact with the technician and he confirmed that he did try to get someone out there today, but due to the distance, you're about 2 hours out from where he is. He would not be able to get an actual proper team out there to you. Like, it'll be a situation where he would only be able to get a helper out there, but we would not be able to have a full technician team that's required to do your installation properly. And they are only out in that area on Fridays only, but they did make an exception to because of this inconvenience to get out to you as soon as possible. And so we were able to get out to you on Tuesday. And so that is set. We'll be able to get out to you on Tuesday to complete the installation, but we will not be able to get back out today or any sooner than next Tuesday.
Okay, well, oh my God. So how does this, you know what? I am going to just have to make a spreadsheet at this point and then just contact my attorney because I've lost out on 4 days of work from this rescheduling. It just seems, I don't care how far you are. I don't care if I'm 6 hours away. I scheduled this. You guys confirmed it. Whether, you know, it was earlier today or right now, they still would have had to travel 2 hours out. So I don't really care at this point. I mean, I'm just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to contact my attorney with all this stuff. I can't take another day off of work. I can't take Tuesday off. I've used all my vacation time that I can take. So this, again, day number four, that's almost $800 in me losing out on money just for, I'm just done with this. I'm done. I'm just going to contact the general manager and corporate. At this point, they're going to have to outsource somebody to get out there this weekend or today because I'm not dealing with this. This has been the most terrible experience, and now me and my family can't get into our home. So, I don't really care. Someone should have jumped in a truck or some, I don't care how long it would have taken. This is ridiculous. This is the worst customer service, the worst team. I'm actually going to cancel my card with Best Buy. I'm going to tell you know them what's going on and just let them know why because this is unreal. I mean, you people are taking time out of their day every for 4 days and something just happens with your truck. Maybe you guys need to get some new trucks then because this shouldn't happen to people consistently.
Okay. All right. Again, I apologize. We definitely did not plan for this to happen. But if
I
you
can
know.
see one. I can see one time. I can see. You know, something happening, but 4 times, I can't get behind this and support this. And with how much money I've lost, and someone's going to offer me a $50 get $50. I've taken 4 days off of work. $50 is what you guys plan to give someone. I don't want your $50. This is actually insane. If I was getting anything, it should have been more compensation than that. I mean, this has been a nightmare. This has been a complete nightmare. And none of it is under my control at all. There's nothing I can do.
Okay. Yes, I do apologize at this time. I did definitely let him know that this was unacceptable for you, but as far as the manpower and everything with the other customers, we're simply not able to get out to you, and I do apologize for that. But he would.
So they had a team. They had a team that was going to come out, or like they just disappeared. How does that work?
Okay. Yes, there's a team that would be able to go out, but because of the truck issues and not being able to get that resolved, then we would not be able to get out to you today.
So those people, what are they doing right now? They're just canceling everyone's orders for today installs? Or is it just too far out for them? I don't understand what the issue was. Like, why couldn't they get another vehicle and come out? Why was the distance a factor? Why was 2 hours a factor? Because they were going to have to travel that far anyway. I paid for this service. You know, I'm glad that everyone can just sit here and say, oh, we'll keep rescheduling you. But these are actually people's lives, their days, their money, and their time.
Okay. Yes, because we've put as many of our customers who are closer in the area onto the other try to get with the other teams that are doing it. But as far as getting out to some of those distant customers, that we're not able to do it with the current team that we have available.
But you guys pick the customers that probably haven't went through half as much as I have. You put them first. Because I'm going to make sure that I let the general manager and corporate know that, because I should be priority at this point, seeing that my original order was last month.
Okay. All right. And again, I do apologize. We did try to do the accommodation to try to not disrupt as many customers as we could, but unfortunately, we were unable to do so. But our technicians, he's readjusted his schedule. So